are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. I am on the phone with Christopher Marianetti, and he is the artistic director of Found Sound Nation. And he is one of the folks that is bringing One Beat here to Jackson Hole. One Beat is a global music concert that is going to be happening here in Jackson at the Center for the Arts on Friday, October 13th at 7:30. Christopher, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So One Beat is an initiative of the U.S. State Department's Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs, and it's produced by Bang on a Can's Found Sound Nation. Can you tell us a little bit more about One Beat?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, it's thank you for having me. We're super excited to tour to this part of the country. It's the place we haven't come to before. I brought One Beat. One Beat is basically this collection of musical artists, activists, entrepreneurs from all around the world. This year, there are 25 musicians from 17 countries, ranging from, you know, amazing Moroccan musicians to a Russian sort of superstar producer. And we come together every year in the United States for about 2 to 3 weeks, where we put together brand new music, original compositions, original works, collaboratively, and then we take that on a 2-week tour across some part of the United States.
Yeah, and the first week or so is the artists are kind of in boot camp and they're collaborating and making new music together.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So everyone comes together in the residency. We're this year we're going to be at a space called Caldera Arts. And yeah, we like to play a lot of games. We have these fun exercises like musical speed dating, where people kind of like date each other musically for 5 minutes and then quickly jump around. This year we're forming these three teams that are really all about kind of finding ways of creating engagements that go beyond maybe the typical concert. So in a lot of places, we're working with local partners to create really unique events.
And then you'll be going on tour. Where else are you going other than Jackson?
For that, we'll be in Sisters in Oregon at Caldera, Boise, Idaho. After Jackson, we're going to Fort Collins and Denver.
And also, aside from just performing, there's some educational outreach aspects to One Beat. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's really a big part of the whole program. You know, I mean, the musicians themselves are not just virtuosic, but they're really committed to social causes in their own countries. And that's, I think, also why the State Department is so interested in funding something like this, because the goal is really much larger than just the tour. The goal is to create this collective of inspired projects all around the globe, kind of like a web, a network of sort of music activists. And I mean, it's been amazing to see. We've had over 150 fellows now, and it's just the projects that are happening in all over the world now are pretty incredible.
Yeah, doing some research on some of your fellows, I did notice a common human rights activist theme going on. Is that something you're looking for when you consider your candidates for One Beat?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, we're looking for people who are committed to using music in some way to better their community.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Christopher Marianetti. He is the director of Found Sound Nation that is putting on One Beat. It's an initiative of the U.S. State Department where world musicians are brought together and travel through different parts of the United States. And they're actually going to be coming here to Jackson in mid-October, on October 13th at the Center for the Arts. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about some of these 2017 One Beat fellows?
Well, we haven't met them yet, so we're pretty excited about that. But I think this is an exciting year just because of the breadth of, I mean, they're always really diverse, but I think this year in particular, it's a really, really diverse crew. Just kind of off the top of my head, I mean, we have an amazing multi-instrumentalist from Kyrgyzstan. We have this composer from Indonesia who plays a bunch of amazing local instruments. We have a Belarusian producer who, I mean, you have to see, she's done all of these like music videos with astronauts in the forests.
I caught some of those.
you know, we have an accordion player from Brazil, an amazing electronic artist from Palestine. The list just kind of goes on. I'd encourage people to check out the website, because you'll see kind of a real amazing collection of folks from all around the world. And I think the thing I want to say about the show is that sometimes we're a little bit shy of using the term world music. I mean, it's certainly, you know, become a sort of genre here in the U.S. in some ways. But I think what the shows really try to promote is a real deep connection between, it doesn't always have to be everyone in the group, but oftentimes it'll just be a duo that really, their traditions really resonate deeply, and they put together a new work. So, you know, one minute the show could go from a very sort of like traditional sort of Appalachian inspired duo to a sound art piece, you know, that is, you know, involving visuals. So it's a really diverse show. It's a really fun show. And I hope lots of people come out and see it.
I'm also joined on the phone by Kyla Rose Smith, who is with Found Sound Nation as well, but was a fellow for One Beat in 2014. Kyla, thanks for joining us as well.
Sure, thank you.
Now, you were a fellow with One Beat back in 2014. What was that experience like?
Well, it was kind of, I don't want to say life-changing, that's a bit dramatic. It was career-changing for me. I applied to be a One Beat Fellow at a point in my musical career where I felt that I needed some reinvigoration. I'd been in a South African pop band at that point for about 13 years, touring the world, pretty successful, but kind of in a hamster wheel of doing the same thing. And I felt that I needed something new, and I applied to be a One Beat Fellow, and it really gave me everything that I had hoped and more, and helped me to rediscover kind of the intrinsic value of music and why I do what I do.
Yeah, what was the collaborative process like when you joined One Beat with all the other fellows?
In some ways, it was daunting. I mean, on one hand, I think music is often and mostly a collaborative process. You know, whether you play in a band and you're collaborating with other musicians, or whether you're a composer and you're collaborating with instrumentalists, I think the nature of music is collaborative. But suddenly being thrown into a room with 24 other musicians, all from many different places, with their own kind of aesthetics and interests and talent and musical ability, was pretty daunting at first, and sometimes challenging, but also incredibly rewarding when things came together.
Kyla, what do you think it is about music that can bring people from all over the world and different cultures together?
I think music is a common force in all cultures, you know, whether it's in its traditional format, whether it's ceremonial, whether it's just what you're into and you go to pop concerts or rock concerts. I think all of us have an experience and a taste and an opinion about music. And so therefore it is a kind of common ground through which we can interact on many other levels.
Well, Kyla, thanks so much for calling in. We're looking forward to seeing you and hosting One Beat in October.
Awesome. I'm excited.
KHOL and Center of Wonder is excited to announce that we're going to be hosting One Beat Global Music here at the Center for the Arts on Friday, October 13th at 7:30. Tickets are currently available at the Center for the Arts box office. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.